welcome everybody to RP Grinders episode 441. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. The mug is close to being here, or he's here, but I don't want to bother him while he's driving, but he'll be here soon. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Turn right, turn left. Stop. Wait, no, what's the GPS say? Turn right in 500 feet.
Yeah, exactly. The song that you guys heard.
Your destination is on the left.
Yeah, exactly. You would make a terrible, voice navigator, Breakman. Especially if you tried
to... Wait, you just passed it, you moron!
The song that you guys heard...
Make it a GPS voice that constantly swears at you.
Yeah. voice that...
Moron. What the fuck? I said fucking stop. Take a fucking left.
The song that you guys heard at the beginning is Rusty Cage by Soundgarden. There's a reason I'm playing it. I'll talk about it later, but... I just have to get that out of the way real quick. Eric, how are you, man?
I'm glad the week's over. I mean, I enjoyed Vegas, but this week was just – it was hot for half of the week. And today finally decided to wear shorts because I thought it was going to be hot again, and it ends up being cool.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Vegas, Eric, how was everything, man? What did you hit up the Bunny Ranch as MXT suggested?
I have no idea what this bunny ranch is. I got to this place. I went to the place he described, and it was literal bunny ranch.
What place did he describe? This is news to me, man. Bunny Ranch is basically a working ladies establishment. It's not in Vegas, Eric. It's a bit out of Vegas, but...
Yeah, there's no way in hell I was going to leave Vegas, because that would be expensive.
Yeah, no. Vegas is expensive enough as it is, man.
Yeah, but I would probably pay like $50 in taxi fare
just to go there. Yeah, probably. Breakman, how was your week, man?
I want to know that you... since the Bunny Ranch didn't work out, did you do my suggestion and go find like the rabbit ranch, you know, like the discount horse. Because the Bunny Ranch, it's going to be expensive there. It's just what I'm saying, you know. Yeah. I'm trying to save you a little money.
Yeah, yeah. Guys,
probably would have been cheaper to see Fantasy instead.
Mm-hmm. Guys, let's run through this news quickly because we've got a healthy slate of topics we need to get to. Including the news of the week, which I will get into a little more, and obviously it's going to be a little political, but there's also some other stuff in there that I really would like to talk about, including racism. So why don't we get started with the news? Let's start with Breakman this time.
Oh, Dungeon Buster finally show up.
What up, Dungeon? Come on, just...
Oh. Fine, go ahead, Tom.
No. That's just, what up, Tom?
No, it's fine.
Go ahead, man.
No. It's go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, coming to this live from RPG site. Plan your escape. Zero time dilemma heading to PlayStation 4 this fall in North America. Axis Games has announced Zero Time Dilemma, the final entry in the Zero Escape VN / puzzle franchise. I don't think we have a sound effect for the / Anyways, we'll release on PlayStation 4 this fall, both physical and digital editions. The moment this announcement is for North America only. There's a press release. Let me see here. Axis Games and Spike Chunsoft proudly announced that Zero Escape. I don't even know. I don't care. He's not here. I'm not going to do it anymore. Zero Time Dilemma releases physically, / digitally fall 2017 in North America for the PS4. Trademark system. I am going to, however, verbally announce. I'm going to verbally announce. No, never mind. I'm not going to do that. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
I think I might have actually covered this already, but about 2 weeks ago when it was just you and me. But yeah. Oh well.
I don't remember this one. But I was talking in chat.
Maybe Spike Chunsoft read my review and they were like, "Okay, let's do a PS4 version." But no, they probably already always plan this, and I'm going to assume this is a port by Abstraction Games, which also did the ports to Danganronpa 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
and 1 and 2 Reload for the PS4.
I'm just going to skip ahead here. Choice is your only method of salvation and your only means of escape. How much of your humanity will you sacrifice to earn your freedom? As a new age of ruin looms large on the horizon, you must make impossible decisions and weather unimaginable consequences as you straddle line between absolution and damnation.
Yeah.
Plan your escape.
Yeah, we don't need
I am screwing everybody. It is all about me, motherfuckers. I'm your friend
now.
Until I need you no more.
I'm wondering if they're planning on doing a Switch port at some point of all three of these games.
I don't see why they couldn't, to be honest with you. But we have talked about this before, so, you know.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to say that it comes out on August 18th, and it's priced at $39.99.
There you go. Not a bad price, so there you go.
I'm pretty sure that all three of them could stick on a single cartridge, too, because if I remember correctly, the Nonary games was only about a couple gigs large, like maybe like 6 gigs.
Yeah.
So adding another game on top of that wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't think that would be an issue at all. All right, let's move to the next story, Eric.
The next story is from RP Gamer. It says, Natsume announces Harvest Moon, the Light of Hope. Publisher and developer Natsume revealed that it will be releasing a new Harvest Moon title. Harvest Moon, Light of Hope will see the series make its debut on three new platforms, PC, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch, even though I think there was Seeds of Memories for PC, but whatever. It says release dates have not been revealed, but like previous Harvest Moon titles, Rising Star Games will be publishing the game in Europe, Natsume handling the North American release, and the game will begin with players on a ship looking for a fresh start. Unfortunately, their ship is hit by a monsoon, and they end up drifting to a harbor town severely damaged by the storm. Well, it'll be up to players to help rebuild the town and save the lighthouse and maybe get back to home, because you're technically stranded.
Yeah.
But like other Harvest Moon games, players will be able to grow crops, tend to livestock, and start a family. And the president and CEO of Natsume, Hiro Makawa stated the company set out to create a SNES-style nostalgic game with deep and meaningful characters and events. The game will be making an appearance at next month's E3.
Yeah.
So they're going to make it more like the older games then?
Yeah, probably. I'm guessing the older games were super pop, so, you know.
I heard the 64 was especially good.
Yeah. Welcome Wyland to the chat. What's up, Wyland? I'm making everybody an op except for MXT if he shows up.
Everybody today, so. Gets an op.
Everybody gets Oprah? You get an op. You get an op. You get an op. We all get ops. So there you go.
Wyland, did you say we all get offs?
Ops.
Oh, ops. My bad.
We all get
ops.
Yep. Wrong show, Breakman. Wrong show.
Breakman's like, beat off? Where? Okay, I'm there.
Speaking real quickly before we go on to the next story, Wyland, dude, I was having...
Oh, yeah, that's right, sounding. I remember that. I listened to last week's show, the little show I was on.
No.
No, that
sounds
no.
Cool.
Yeah. No, we will not speak of this. No.
Sounding man, a.k.a.
No. Sounders.
A.k.a. Freak 5 Chaos is in chat, or it's MXT. Ooh, you know what? I better take ops off if it's MXT. I just emoted you, Sounding Man, until I know who you really are. I'm assuming it's Freak 5, but I never know with you two, so...
Sounding Man, there was no Bunny Ranch. You lied.
There is a Bunny Ranch. It's not in Vegas.
Yeah, it's not directly in Vegas.
Yeah, not the destructions he gave me, though.
Go.
Oh, he gave you directions?
Dark sounding Phil.
Wyland says dark sounding Phil. And I tell you what, dude, that guy is the most idiotic fighter. And I suck at video games. I could probably beat DSP Phil, Dark Side Phil.
With your eyes closed.
Oh, my goodness, man.
You'd probably still be playing the CPU for cheating.
He says he's not MXT. I hold judgment on that until MXT shows up in the chat.
I think he's freak.
Yeah, I think he's freak too. I'll make him freak. I'll make you an op freak. No big deal. And if it's MXT, you do anything, I will kick your ass right on out of chat. But basically, I was watching this dude play, and he complained vehemently about losing to somebody. And I'm like, dude, you lost. Just say you lost. Don't blame it on internet lag or the player sucked. There was one time where a guy, all he did was throw projectiles. And even me, not as a fighting game player, I could have kicked the shit out of that guy. But this guy, that's all he did. And Darkside Phil was just like being frustrated that he couldn't do anything. I'm like, really, dude? And he blamed the guy. He was like, oh, what a good player you are. And I was thinking to myself, I told Wyland this. I think, like honestly, he just said what he said. Like, he lost, and he lost the game. He lost the match, and he said it was because this guy didn't know how to play. And I'm like, if you knew how to play, you'd have kicked that fucking guy's ass. But anyway,
he also doesn't understand how level ups work in the game. Yeah. He thinks they boost stats. They don't boost stats. They unlock stuff.
He's dumb.
Which makes me wonder why they even have a level up system in that game to keep in.
Yeah, it's a fake system. But we are joined by...
No, it just makes you work even harder to unlock stuff instead of, you know, just doing things in the game.
Yeah. All right, Mug is on the line. What's up, Mug?
I'm here. What's up, guys?
Oh, shit. You are here, man. Holy shit.
I am here.
Oh, god damn it. You son of a bitch. Let's move on to the next story. From RP Gamer, Long Journey Home begins this month. Daedalic Entertainment announced that its space exploration RPG, The Long Journey Home, will release on May 30th, 2017. It's going to be $39.99, releases for PS4, Xbox One, not dated on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. So it's Steam, $39.99. Hang on.
Oh, yeah, they're planned, but there's no date given for that. Yeah.
All right, so...
But we skipped an article. We skipped the Excel World one.
I didn't see that, so you'll have to do it next, Eric. But... it takes about 6 to 8 hours to go through, I guess. So, it roughly shows 20% of the game. It encourages multiple playthroughs, which we've heard before. So there you go. May 30th on Steam, $39.99. All right. Next story, Eric.
Next story is, also from rpgamer.com. Excel World versus Sword Art Online release date revealed. Bandai Namco announced that its crossover RPG Excel World versus Sora Online will be released in North America and Europe on July 7th. And the game will be available for PS4 and Vita as a digital-only release. I don't know if that means both of these platforms or just Vita. I'm going to assume it's both Vita and PS4 because otherwise they'd be doing announcements for like collector's editions.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric? We're going to try to fly through the news. There's tons of stuff.
But since it's developed by ArtDink, which previously developed Star Online Lost Song, so it's more action-y game, I guess, because the other ones played more like fake MMOs.
Yeah. All right. I want to give you a certain story, break, man, so I'll go ahead and do the next, the next one. Tohu Kabuto... I probably butchered that, right, Mug? Did I butcher that?
Most likely.
T-O-U.
You said Tohu right, though.
Tohu Kabuto.
Is it T-O-U-H-O-U?
Yes.
Toho.
Toho Kabuto. 5, Burst Battle.
I am just racist.
I was going to say.
Whatever. We're going to talk about...
That was actually much more accurate than...
Yeah. We're actually going to talk about racism. We're actually going to have a good discussion about racism. I haven't really got on to the topic itself in a long time, and boy, do I have something.
I want
to
get back to ghosts at some point too.
Yeah, we'll get to that too, man. There's lots
of. Didn't you?
What?
Oh, sorry.
You saw one.
He saw a ghost.
So this game is going to launch for the Switch in addition to the previously announced PS4 and PS Vita versions. Which is cool. So it's going to be on the Switch.
I guess that means the developer is now making Switch games of the Toho games.
I guess, man.
So maybe we'll see the Genshin Wanderer reloaded for the Switch in the future.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind buying it then.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says Long Journey Home looks neat. We just talked about that. Sorry, there's a little delay, guys. I don't know how to fix that. If somebody out there, a dungeon, or somebody knows the anything about fixing lag or, delays, stuff like that, let me know. Because I've tried for the longest to try to fix it. But all right, Breakman, take it away.
Coming to us live from Uematsu. And I know we talked about this last week, but we didn't have a date or anything. I was kind of wondering what the hell's going on with South Park, the Fractured Butthole. And now we know it's going to be launching on October 17th.
You didn't say it right. You didn't say it right, dude.
I didn't say the Fractured Butthole?
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot the...
No. Not even that. South Park. Whatever it is.
South Park.
The Fractured Butthole. Okay?
I'm sorry. The Fractured Butthole.
Oh, yeah. Also, I forgot to mention in the last article, but since the game's coming to the Switch, it's been delayed to from July to September 5th and September 8th in Europe.
All right. Go ahead, Break.
God, because I hope this one doesn't come to the Switch then. Well, or they don't do that.
I hope they do, man.
Bring it to it later.
That would be awesome.
They'll probably port it later.
Oh, God.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Do it now. Do it now.
No, I'm kidding. I prefer them getting it right.
And they might as well do the original game while they're at it, too.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Break.
So the first paragraph is essentially the same as the heading, except for it announces PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in North America and Europe on October 17th. Well, that's cool. We get the same date. Usually like Europe's a couple days behind for some weird reason. The game will be
available. I don't know. It seems to be a trend lately that release games on Fridays globally.
Oh. Eric, let him finish this.
That's fine. I like that. I think they should do that. The game will be available in standard gold, steelbook gold, and collector's editions. Every purchase of the game includes South Park: The Stick of Truth as a free bonus. Pre-purchasing the game at select stores will let you start playing The Stick of Truth immediately. Pre-orders will also include the exclusive in-game assistant, Tally, your gaming bud. That's a marijuana joke. I get it. Who will provide helpful and hilarious advice and commentary to players at key locations throughout the game. Here's an overview of the game. And the only reason I'm going to read over you is just fucking South Park. We suffer. With crime on the rise in South Park, the streets have never been more dangerous. As the sun sets in the quiet Colorado town, havoc and chaos unleash a reign of terror, and seedy underbelly of the city comes alive. That doesn't sound like something right. I'm going to read that sentence again. As the sun sets in the quiet Colorado town, havoc and chaos unleash a reign of terror, and the seedy underbelly of the city comes alive. I think I missed a word for it. The town needs new heroes to rise. Eric Cartman sees his opportunity to save the town and create the best superhero franchise ever, his own Coon and Friend, with himself as the leader, the Coon. I meant Coon and Friends, if you know the show. If you've seen the show, you know Coon and Friends. Every superhero has an origin, and Coon and Friends are no different. Continuing in their role as the new kid, players will discover their backstory, assemble their unique costumes, and harness their fart-based powers from numerous hero classes to create their own original hero. So is this still the same? Is this the same new kid, or are you another new kid?
I think you're a different new kid.
Okay. An all-new combat system offers unique opportunities to master space and time while on the battlefield. And a revamped looting and crafting system gives players the freedom to craft their own unique their own equipment to aid them in battle. I don't know where I saw unique.
There you go.
Maybe sometimes it is.
The way they wrote it, it just made it sound like you're continuing the story of the new kid.
Yeah. Hey, Mug, are you interested in South Park? Bleh. The Fractured Butthole.
You said butt.
Not when you say it like that, but yes, actually, I am.
Are you interested in fracturing buttholes?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am. Later I'll tell you about my afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Freak 5 can accommodate, I think, Mug on that.
That's good. I was going to say he's an okay guy, but we all know that's not true. He's decidedly not my type.
Oh, see, but there you go.
I am interested in the game. You know, I love the original. You know, despite its performance issues.
I should have got it on Xbox. Not as bad.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the upside of it is that South Park's animation has always been intentionally bad. So, like, the frame rate hitches and stuff like that were not nearly as noticeable as they'd be in, like, a proper, like, full 3D type game. But I am looking forward to it. I was very disappointed to see the delay and everything, although I can't say I was surprised.
Yeah. Freak5 says, one of our neighbors have a fucking cunt of an ankle biter. Yes, I said that. actually, I didn't say that. Freak5 did. So anybody listening, that wasn't me. This little shit has attacked my beagle and bit me on election night. Oh, he was a Trump supporter, man. Freak5 also says, I can fracture buttholes, but that's why I don't do anal. that's a little bit too much information. All right, let's go on to the next story.
I do have to interject there. It's like, yeah. The real secret to being good at fracturing buttholes is not caring that it hurts.
I think he's just starting to tell us the story.
Yeah.
Okay. I think there's more to come with this dog and this little ankle biter.
Weiland says, see, bite him
said,
back.
When he said ankle biter, my first thought was like knee biter, which to me means kids. So I was thinking like you had a kid that literally, but you know, all right.
Yeah. Bastard.
You know what? That reminds me of kids. Like, yeah, I'm going to play you guys something in a minute. Let's go on to the next story first. I'll get it ready for you. Gamatsu. Tells us that Fallen Legion launches July 25th. And that's pretty much it. There's a story about it. I don't want to get into it. It's a little bit too long. We need to get through this.
And so, we already covered it, but PS Vita and the PS4 versions are different games.
Okay. So there you go.
They need to change the title to Fallen Legion.
Yeah. Fallen Legion.
like you said.
All right. Break. Next story, please.
Next story. Loading from Gamatsu. Why are you not loading? What the fuck is this shit? I mean,
don't mean live.
Sorry. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Star Ocean Till the End of Time for PS4 launches May 23rd in the West. That's next week.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
I personally think it's not a bad game, but it's not so bad that it's not worth picking up. But maybe for $20, it's like a little too much. Hmm. Maybe I'll buy it on sale for like $10.
It's $20.99.
Weird kind of price point price. Square.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to pay taxes on PSN sales now because they closed that loophole.
Yeah.
So then trying to jump ahead of the taxation is not going to work for us. We'll have to pay even more now.
Yeah.
And that's just way too much to pay for a PS2 game.
Yeah. Let's see here. I'm looking for
And it sounds like it's a basic PS2, PS4 remaster. It sounds like they didn't really HD it up. Like a proper HD re-release.
Yeah, it doesn't mention HD at all in here. And usually when they do that, they're like, oh, look, we got HD. We're HD now. It just says there's trophy support and share functionality, remote play.
I think the only thing they did fix was the way how the in-game trophy system works. I think it's gonna save to a single file this time.
Yeah.
Because the weird thing with Star Ocean 3 was like, the in-game trophies were saved individually on your memory card, which would eat up a lot of room on the PS2 memory card, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right.
I hate when games do that.
On to the next story, Eric. I'm looking for something in particular.
Next story is from Gamatsu. It says, Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 for Switch launches this fall in Japan. And I'd also assume that also means North America and Europe, because why not? They already have the game ready. I mean, it wouldn't be that much harder to launch it simultaneously or semi-simultaneously. But new systems include ad hoc co-op play, which is a first for the Xenoverse series. So you can play local wirelessly. anyways, up to 6 players, and then Ultimate Techniques with the motion sensor. For example, by using the Joy-Cons of both hands, you can trigger a Kamehameha, so that's kind of neat. So 2-player Joy-Con battles. So you can battle against a friend on the same Switch using 2 Joy-Cons. And bonuses are a limited time bonus, which would let you experience the Time Patrol main story from the first Dragon Ball Xenoverse. So that's interesting, because Xenoverse 2 was basically Xenoverse 1, but it had a slightly different story. But it was a sequel, so I think some things that happened in the previous game are referenced in the second game, so you might be confused a little bit. But and I guess they're also doing it because there is a Switch version of the first Xenoverse game.
MXT is in chat, and he is exiled.
Just for early buyers, you can get a code to unlock characters from the main story early. By using this code, you'll have access to more than 70 characters from the start.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
I liked, I think, what was it, Star Ocean 4? I kind of liked that. Oh, even
Star Ocean 4's gameplay is good, but yeah. Its story was awful, and you had to walk everywhere, just like Star Ocean 3.
Yeah.
Only there you had... You didn't have the ability to jump to different places. Like, there would be, like, teleport pads that you could warp to different areas. There's no such thing in the 4.
Yeah.
And, and if you played the 360 version, you had to swap disc, which was annoying.
Yeah. I'm going to play what I wanted to play a little bit earlier. And I know this is a Suido before we get to Suidos in the middle of the news, but this is a special Suido. This is going to be entered into... the RP Grinders Suido Hall of Fame. So let's just listen to this. Tell me what you guys think.
If it's that goddamn Corey Feldman song, I'm going to come upstairs and beat your ass.
Shut your mouth. I'm serious. Here we go. That was my son, and I was actually shocked when he played this for me, but I made sure and took a video of it. He taught himself to play that with no music, so like no notes, you know, whatever they use, but I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
That'll explain why it's a little rough, but
yeah. A little rough.
It's a little rough. He's playing extra notes. Like each measure is only 16 notes, and he's playing like 2 or 3 extra each time around. Yeah. But no, if he's just doing it by ear and teaching himself that way, that's impressive.
Yeah. He did teach himself to do that. So, my son is now the first member of the Suido Hall of Fame. So there you go. All right. Let's go
Hall of Fame now.
C1 is better than Dragon Quest VIII. Then. Yep.
C1 is definitely better than Dragon Quest VIII. Yes.
But only after today.
All right, here we go. Disc Gaia 5, this comes to us from Gamatsu, I believe, yep. Disc Gaia 5 complete demo now available in North America, launches May 19th in Europe. So that's all we need to know for that. Everybody knows, at least our listeners know. If you don't know, it's a strategy.
Makes that today, so I guess it'll be coming out next week.
Yeah, probably next week. There you go. Disc Gaia 5 demo now available if you're listening to this.
I'm going
to
pick it up when I can. Gotta get Utawaru Mono because I didn't get code from Atlas.
Yeah.
And I can expect in the future. Code from Atlas is going to be a 50-50 thing now, apparently.
MXT says, you guys see this thing about Final Fantasy VIII Remake being a possibility. I did. I hope they make it a better game, MXT.
I would love a Final Fantasy.
Stop making fun of it.
Yeah.
People who make fun of Final Fantasy VIII can suck it.
No, I'm not.
Because I will say that
fix the end of the game's story because it kind of fell apart at the end.
Maybe they'll actually, Romanize Artemisia correctly this time.
Oh God, yeah.
Ultimisa, ooh.
Yeah.
All right, next story, Breakman.
Coming to us live from Matsu. I'm just going to skip the first paragraph because they've gone back to laxing. Children's of Zodiarks will launch for PlayStation 4 and PC via Steam on July 18th. Developer Cardboard Utopia announced. I don't know why, but I like the name of that. I don't know why, but I like their name. The game, a deck and dice tactical RPG. Deck and dice tactical.
Don't you mean die? That's plural.
No, die is singular. Dice is plural.
Dungeon Buster.
Mine's a classic grid and turn-based combat system with deck building and dice crafting mechanics.
Go ahead, whatever Frank. That is. All right, I was just going to say, Dungeon Buster says, Sun earns 250 piano XP for playing by
ear. I wonder if the die are made out of
cardboard. Can he finish a single sentence without you interrupting, Eric?
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying Dungeon Buster comment. Go ahead, Eric. What do you have to say?
I just wonder if the die are also made of cardboard.
Oh, hopefully not. That would suck. But
they
wouldn't
turn.
Yeah, I think all of us have like old D&D die laying around somewhere, right? Dice.
Yeah. One die.
Oh my God. Not today, sir. Not today.
No, every fucking day.
No, not today. Not today, because dude, you want to get me riled up, Mug? I will.
Oh, yeah. I'm so fucking afraid of you, little man.
I'm not talking about that. You want me to rant even more than I'm going to rant today?
I do have my ultimate weapon, and all it takes is a simple exhale.
Yep, and all it takes for me is a simple hang up on you. All right, let's go on to the next.
The funny thing is, I can actually go into the room where you are and play harmonica in your ear.
Oh my God, I just hung up on Mug. Son of a
Okay, bitch. Well, since you guys are done goofing off, I'm going to go ahead and skip ahead to kind of explain what this game is, because none of us understand exactly what they meant.
Yeah.
And Children of Zodiarks, cards take the place of all abilities and attacks drawn from your custom build decks during battle. This means that your strategy has to change on the fly and you are constantly challenged. This also means that while luck is a factor in combat, it's a factor that you influence through deck building and dice customization.
I knew it! I knew it! Son of a bitch!
God damn it!
Gosh, didn't even try.
Get out of here! Get out of here! Son of a bitch!
I got the name of the episode already.
I just hung up on real quick.
What? What was that?
That's a good name.
What?
Good name.
The Harmonica Railroad.
Yeah, we did, man. All right, sorry, guys. I had somebody enter the room and try to molest me, but... All right, go ahead. Sorry. All right, go ahead. Sorry, guys.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
All right, Eric, next story, dude.
Next story is from Gamatsu, and it is about One Piece Unlimited World Red Deluxe Edition. Coming for this Nintendo Switch and the PS4. But I guess this is like a director's cut version, I guess. But upgraded version of the 2013 released One Piece Unlimited World Red, which I heard it got like 7, so it's not terrible. Could have been better, though. So hopefully they improved it. But it says it runs at a maximum 60 frames per second and 1080p on both platforms, which is nice because I was afraid the Switch wouldn't.
Yeah.
But it says 720p in table and handheld modes for Switch. I think that meant tablet. I think they fucked up. But there's only like one tablet mode, though. I don't know why it's listing two of them. But it says it includes 51 pieces of downloadable content, which are costumes and quests, and which were released previously on the other versions of the game, but supports offline two-player gameplay, including Joy-Con two players, so each player can use Joy-Con. And some cast members, such as those for Red and Yadoya, have been changed.
Yeah. And then there's a gallery. Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
That's all there is, really.
Okay. Let's see.
I wouldn't mind picking this game up now.
Freak, now
I don't have to buy the DLC.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, LOL, my Colorado visit got even better. I will get to meet Mug, too. He's in the basement, dude. If you want to head down there and meet him, yeah, that's not a problem.
I am the best reason to come to this house.
Oh, God. No, you are not. Get the hell out of here. All right, let's go on to the next story from Silicon Era. Destiny Chronicles follows a young squire on her path to become a full-fledged knight. Visual Noveler has recently announced their newest project, which I just said, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to the game's battle system, they describe it as something similar to Kingdom Hearts' fast-paced action combat system. So, there you go.
Shitty camera.
Oh, shut up. That game
I'm sure
awesome.
That's not part of this, because they're probably eating latter-day Kingdom Hearts gameplay.
Let's see, yeah. So, there you go.
I never played past the first game, and I could never get through it because of the aforementioned shitty camera.
Oh, my God. I love those games, man. Those are awesome games. I can't wait for 3, man.
Although you may not want to pay attention to the side story game stories because it just gets more and more convoluted.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the last story. Let's go with Breakman.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. For some reason, my internet just crashed. What the fuck?
All right.
Stupid web shit. Hold
I'll go
on.
Ahead and get through it, dude. Cinnerman.
I'm sick of this bullshit. Hold on.
That's all right, dude. Cinnerman.
Breakman seems such like this really just gentle, sweet-natured guy until his internet goes out or something technical goes out.
Yeah, then you like, Hulk out.
This litany of curses, like, holy crap, he's the son of a sailor.
Cinnerman, a dark, ridiculous, horror-themed Metroidvania. I'm in already. Playground filled with what am I hearing? Playground.
Sorry, they rollover ads. I had the link up, and that happened.
Playground filled with blade traps, demonic babies, and bloody storks is just the first of the series of ridiculous, dark, and horrific places action exploration game Cinnerman intends to take players.
It is Edgelord Metroid, basically.
Yeah, pretty much Metroid. So it looks cool. I would play it. I'd definitely play something like this. So check it out if you want to on Silicon Era. So that is the end of the news, guys. We got through it.
I do have one more. This is an actual PR.
Okay.
Email that I got from Atlas about the next Utawaramono game. How the Utawarama Mask of Truth will be available in the West on September 5th. And they're talking about how there's a bonus you get with the game with a double-sided pillowcase.
Yeah, I saw that. That was cool.
And they say that the game's an 80-plus hours long visual novel. I believe it because that's about how long the other game that's coming out next week probably is, and that's also how long Tears of TR 2 was. And I never finished that one, but I need to get back to it at some point. But I put 40 hours into it before I did the review.
All right.
Because I think it's technically 2 games. But, anyways, right. It says PS Vita and PS4, and you can get those both physically and digitally, but the PS4 version is $50 and the Vita version is $40.
Yeah. All right. There you go. So that's a good press release you got for that, man. Good job on that, Eric. That's really cool. Anything else on that press release?
I just thought maybe we could, do PR releases if I have them.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
That's so we don't have to do with typos from Gamatsu and Silicon Era.
Yeah, I know. No, that's good, dude. That's really cool. Mask of Truth. Right on. Before we get to, is your internet working, break, or not?
Well, my internet's working. It's just, I don't know, for some fucking, I think it's more Windows-related issue.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Windows 8. Shit.
Wait, you got 8 on there and not 10?
Yeah. No, I had a lot of issues trying to upgrade to 10. We went through all that.
Yeah, we went through that.
I don't want to get into that again.
Yeah. While you're getting up the Twitter questions, I want to make mention of the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast. I sent them out a tweet earlier basically challenging them to who's a more nerdier podcast, RP Grinders or the Pittsburgh Nerd podcast. So
if their grammar is better than yours, then they win.
Shut up.
Freak Five Chaos, if you went to a video rental store, was it a Family Video or something? Because I don't think they exist anywhere outside of that.
I was going to say, if you went to a video store, did you time travel to 1993?
Yeah, you used the DeLorean. Yeah,
I asked. Like,
I drove there in my DeLorean.
Yeah. I saw actually, an article on Blockbuster. There's still quite a few around, like sporadically, but damn.
They still operate, you mean?
There's none here. I know that. No, they're all franchised, dude. They're all franchised. But
Blockbuster liquidated.
You know what I miss?
I think there are still Quiznos, because like, I think they are also franchised, so whoever owns them can keep running them.
Breakman, we actually have a drive-in theater still in operation here.
No, there's actually a drive-in theater that's around here, but it's a far drive. Yeah. Like, I know they still exist, but they used to be like everywhere.
Yeah. Dungeon Freak Five, look at the contrast we have in chat here, guys. Freak Five says he will be watching A Dog's Purpose later, and right after that says Dungeon Buster. You know what else is a good movie? Alien Covenant. So there's
really?
I haven't seen it.
Nothing but bad.
I don't want to hear anything about Alien. I have not seen it. I want to see it. So
I'm wondering if I should waste the money to see it tomorrow.
Yeah. I was going to say
I was burned so badly by Prometheus. I mean, Prometheus is genuinely.
I never saw that either.
Oh God, it is one of the worst modern movies I've ever seen.
No,
because other people liked it doesn't mean that he can't like it. I mean, just because other people didn't like it doesn't mean he can't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, but because Prometheus was so bad, and I just kind of lost faith in Ridley Scott as a storyteller.
Look,
I was like, I'm going to hold off.
No doubt that Prometheus was not a good movie, but from what I'm hearing, you should probably take another look at that movie before seeing Alien Covenant, and it will be a little bit better. So,
that is a strike. Like, you want me to watch Prometheus? That is a strike against you from the before
All right, keep your mind closed, Mug. Keep your mind closed. I'm gonna watch Prometheus again.
Like, I also remember, it's like, you can build on shit. And your foundation is still shit.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. I'll let you know.
Maybe I'm wrong. Trust me, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but I will be very surprised.
Everything I've been seeing, Mug, like they say, Aliens, the new Aliens movie is not obviously as good as the other ones, but in conjunction with Prometheus, it's actually really, really fucking good. So I'm going to see that.
Says at the end of the movie, Trump shows up and saves the day.
There you go. All right, so here we go.
Oh, Freak just asked me if Prometheus was better or worse than Dragon Quest VIII.
No!
I mean, that's not a fair question. It was, because really, nothing's worse than Dragon Quest VIII.
Oh, God, get out of here. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I'm walking off this goddamn show. No, to get back to my Pittsburgh Nerd podcast, it's not a rivalry. We're all in the same Podern family, man. What should we do, like, to prove that we're nerdier than the Pittsburgh Nerd podcast? How should we
let them win?
I like the way you
think. We do detailed, in-depth analysis of the Lunar franchise.
Oh, there you go. That alone.
I think I need to quit this show. I mean, I'm sorry.
We can just let Eric wax poetic about visual novels for a while.
Oh, shut up. I like the visual novel shit, man. Get out of here. You suck. You're exiled. let's see.
Wine. You know, this is something that really surprised me. It's like, your ethnicity really surprised me when I first saw you. And but being here, being around you, it's just like, holy crap, you whine a lot.
Oh, get out of here.
You were surprised to find out.
More whining.
Son of a bitch.
Wine branches.
Get out of here, Eric. You want to get exiled too, you son of a bitch? I've already exiled you once, man. Come on, man. No, but I'm going to issue the challenge to the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast. Anytime you guys want to come on Friday at 7, we'll do it live. We'll do it. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I didn't even know that was Bill O'Reilly until years later.
Oh, my God. So awful. But there you go. So the challenge is out there, Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast. Are you guys accepting it? I don't know. Ian might accept it. I don't know. You know, we'll see. All right, let's move on, guys. Any Twitter happenings?
That's actually all that was on Twitter was your challenge to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks for ruining my segment.
Sorry, Breakman. No homie discounts this week. We've already done that. What have you been playing, Breakman? I'll let you go first, man.
Let me see. I've been playing the same stuff I always play. Although I've mostly been playing Halo 5 this week because they've once again brought back one of my absolute favorite playlists.
That's cool.
Been enjoying that.
There you go.
It's basically the old Warzone that came with Halo 5, but it's updated so you get full requisition.
Yeah, whatever.
Which means you get access to all your weapons and all your vehicles at the start of the match, as opposed to having to build up to them through the game.
Yeah, that's cool. Just gives you
full access to everything, so it's all out war from the very beginning. People are spawning tanks and mechs and shit right away. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right. What else have you been playing, man?
Most of that.
All right. Mug, what have you been playing?
I have periodically been playing Mass Effect Andromeda on and off. And what's weird about that game is that it's not, I wouldn't call it bad by any means, but it's like, feels very different from the original trilogy. And I think the part of it is that the theme is not, it's not quite this kind of almost hero's journey sort of thing. Like you play this very central character, but it has more of a Star Trek sort of vibe to it.
Yeah.
As in like you're going around and it's more about exploring than it is about, dealing with a military threat. So it has a very different vibe to it. Yeah. And it's like, it's not bad, but it takes some mental gear shifting to kind of get into it. If you're thinking like, well, Mass Effect, it's going to be it certainly plays like Mass Effect, but it doesn't quite feel the same.
Yeah.
Well, it was made by Montreal, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't even necessarily mean in terms of development. I just mean in terms of just the tone of it is just different. I also, I know I mentioned it last week, but I purchased Dead Cells on Steam. And that was that Metroid, roguelike Castlevania, Metroidvania sort of thing, with the really nice animation and combat and everything. And I played it for a little bit, and I actually had to get a refund for it just because it doesn't run very well on my shitty computer.
Yeah.
But what I played of it, I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And I saw like Polygon gave it a 9 out of 10. It's like, it's pretty high praise. But I mean, what I played, I was like, this is really cool. It's like, it looks fantastic and it, plays really well. But that's pretty much it as far as playing stuff.
All right. Dungeon Buster says he's been playing more of The Surge, and Freak 5 is talking about how he cried about Star Wars, I think. That's what I got from it.
Hey, what I really want to play is fucking Injustice 2. I'm like getting
God, that game looks
so good. You apparently
can't Redbox that because Warner
Brothers. No, you can't.
Because Warner Brothers is Warner Brothers, that's why.
It looks good.
I went to the Redbox looking for it because some of the last previews I saw.
I think it will show up
in the Redbox.
Hang on, Eric. Let him finish.
Some of the last previews I saw were basically DLC. Or I don't know if it was DLC or just alternative voice acting already in the game. People like Phil Lamar is voicing John Stewart, for instance.
Yeah. MXT says he loves
Injustice. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Injustice 2, MXT says he loves it.
I've actually been reading through the comics. I finished year 4 earlier today.
I want to see those section.
But I mean, been reading through those, and it's like it's for the most part they're really really solid. They've got some just really impressive moments. One of my favorite things is there was this running gag for a little bit with Harley Quinn and Green Arrow, where he for various reasons he has to capture her and hold her in what he calls the Arrow Cave, and she's like, "Why do you call it the Arrow Cave? That's a stupid name." It's like it's just what I call it. And besides, what's the big deal? Batman has the Bat Cave. Like, yeah, but bats are And she's like, yeah, but you expect bats to live in caves. That's where they are naturally. Why don't you call this the Quiver? And he has his finger in her face. She's like, is actually better.
Yeah, the quiver. That's really good, man. I like that.
Yeah, and what's funny is like every single time, like then later on when when Black Canary gets involved in that scenario, and she's like, says, "I told him he should call it the quiver," and she's like, "That is actually better." Like every single time someone mentions it, that it's like that is the line that follows it. It's like that is actually better. It's like, and some of the writing is fantastic, and there's like a couple of episodes devoted to the Flash, or issues devoted to the Flash that were just like, oh wow. And it's kind of interesting. And like, I'm kind of surprised at the expanse to, how expansive they've gone with it. Because like I told you guys before, it's like DC was never a huge thing for me. I was always more into the magical side of it than the superhero side. Yeah. But they do involve like Jason Blood and Etrigan and John Constantine and Swamp Thing and all this other, and Dr. Fate and Zatanna and all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, oh, this is an interesting turn.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really interesting. And I'm... And Frank and I were talking about this, and I get, maybe this should be better saved for a free for all, but about the aesthetic of Injustice 2. It had, because the visuals have gotten so good and the lighting so realistic, I'm just thinking like, imagine if the DC cinematic universe were to take the aesthetic, borrow the aesthetic of the Injustice games, because it still has this bright, body cartoonish, like comic book aesthetic, like they just stepped off the page, but it still feels real, like it meshes with the real world. Like that could be that could be amazing.
Yeah,
instead of getting all this this dark and grim and gritty kind of shit that we're getting with
it is an amazing looking game, and I think I have to agree with you, Mug. That game looks like probably one of the greatest graphical achievements ever. It is spectacular.
Yeah, and like, what's funny is that, in 10 years, it kind of is like, light years beyond. Because I remember Mortal Kombat X, I was like, that's a really fucking fantastic looking game. And then Injustice 2 comes out, and I was like, it's that much better. And I'm just thinking, like, what's it going to be, think about it, in 5-10 years, like, something is going to make Injustice 2 look dated.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard. It's like, and right now, it's hard to imagine that, getting to that point.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think Injustice 2 will hit Redbox, but Warner Brothers has this thing where like it won't do it until like a month or a month and a half later or something like that.
Yeah. Let's move on to...
So I think they did that with the previous Injustice.
Yeah. Let's see. Mug, you have anything else that you've been playing?
No, that's it. Right. Well, I did play a little bit more of everything, and that game has some very interesting surprises in story.
It was
watching me when I saw like for a game with no plot, it has a bit of a twist.
Oh man, it's
expecting. It's really cool.
It's a cool game. Make sure you play everything because it's a cool game. All right, Eric, let's go through yours, please.
I've been playing. Well, when I was on vacation, When I had nothing else to do, I'd play the Collegio Effect. I put like 5 hours in that game before I decided, I've played enough of this game. I don't want to play anymore. It's ready for review. It's not a good game. It's definitely riding on the coattails of Persona because it's copying its plot line pretty much, just doing it differently enough so they can't get sued. And I feel like the only reason I got the code is because it was a consolation prize. So, you didn't get a code for Persona 5? Here's this fucking shit.
Yeah, that sucks, man. You really should have got a code for Persona 5. That blows, man. All right, what else have you been playing, man?
Speaking of Persona 5, that's another game I played. And I'm going to have a review for it today.
Oh, cool.
But other than that, I played Akiba's Beat, and I was angered to find out that the game on the Vita has abominably long load times, and the frequency of which you get load times is ridiculous. Yeah. So that's a lot of lost time.
Yeah.
But I think they did that. They sacrificed quick load times for graphical parity to the PS4 version, and they did this to achieve 60 frames per second, which is good, but I don't want to deal with those load times. But it's annoying because the game doesn't have cross-save capabilities. Like, this shit should be standard by now. Mm. But so I'm waiting for the PS4 version to come. It only just shipped today because Amazon is slow as fuck because I don't have Prime. Because I'm not paying for Prime because that's expensive. I don't buy things often enough because I don't have enough money to afford that.
All right, but, what else you playing?
But another thing that bothered me about it is that the game, when you're in standby mode, the game clock will still keep running. So I looked at my clock and I had like 51 hours on it. It's like, no. So I'm just going to start over from the PS4 version and stop play that. But I also played a little bit of Period Cube, which is an Otome from Idea Factory International's Otomate branch, but Axis is publishing this one. I don't know how IFI decides which games Axis gets and which it decides to do it for itself. But whatever. All right,
dude. What else you been playing, man?
That's it.
Okay. Freakpipe says in chat, any of you listen to the new podcast Citations Needed? I have not.
Yeah, I have.
I have not, but Cognitive Dissonance and Scathing Atheist are awesome podcasts. I'm sure that one would be super good. So,
does anybody listen to the Thinking Atheist?
I don't know. I haven't listened, man. Mug, what is your impression of that podcast?
Of Citation Needed? It's fucking hilarious. I mean, it's like if you, again, it's like just like you said, if you it kind of borrows more of the style from the Scathing Atheist or God Awful movies. The premise behind it is that these five guys will go and they'll look up some subject on Wikipedia, read a single article, and then talk about it as if they're experts, and the and ask each other questions and stuff about it. Well, what happens is one of them gets assigned to read the article and talk about it the next time. And the others have to ask them questions, and it's just like, and it just leads into some very entertaining topics. Like for some of the stuff they covered the Chernobyl disaster.
Yeah.
Kim Jong Un. oh God, a couple other things.
Sounds but almost like a podcast version of Always Sunny.
It is entertaining. I can kind of see where you might get something out of that. Except, yeah, the only real fuck up of the crew is Tom. but he cheerfully embraces that.
All right. Well, good on you, guys. If Cognitive Dissonance or Scathing Atheist is listening, which I know they're not, we gave you a plug. So there you go. I've been playing Salt and Sanctuary. Mug has been enjoying watching me rage quit that fucking game. I love it. It's awesome. I highly recommend it is an awesome fucking game, man. It is exactly the kind of game that I like. So
are you one of those controller breakers?
No. Besides, it's Mug's Vita. I would never destroy his Vita, man.
Frank should get Injustice 2 and then proceed to get his ass beat by Wayland.
I know a guy who's broken a lot of controllers in anger.
Wayland knows what's up. Wayland knows that when I go in there, I'm not going to be Breakman. So, you know.
He's not going to be DSP either.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to be. I'll practice beforehand, Wayland. So don't think that you're just going to get one over on me, man. You know? I mean, I'll put up a good fight. All right. Let's go on.
World War One? What's going on, Freak?
No idea. Let's go on to Stinkos. Eric, it doesn't look like you have any this week. Breakman, no. Do you have?
Yes, and it actually goes back to last week, and I'm gonna send this video to you in Skype so you can see it, maybe post it, whatever you want to. But basically a recap. Back in January of this year, a 8-year-old boy committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really a big story back then. And I'm not sure why it became a new story this past couple weeks.
Yeah. It must have not had anything else.
Oh, there.
I guess. I don't know if somebody went back and noticed this or something. Mm. Or maybe the child's mother made a lot of noise. But more than likely, it's because there is now a video of the child being bullied. And it's kind of choppy video, and I sent it to Frank. Yeah. I'll put it in chat too, but it's kind of choppy. But you see, basically, he comes in there, and there's kids don't being kids or whatever, and he goes up to one kid who kind of backs him up against the wall, the next thing we see is the kid laying on the ground.
Hmm. Yeah.
The superintendent is now saying that, no, that this is – he fainted. And there are four kids now worried about that they're going to be blamed for this.
Who cares? They did it.
Have you watched the video?
Yes.
I put it in there. Okay, so what you see is him being pushed up against the wall and then all of a sudden – or backed up against that wall and all of a sudden he falls down. He fainted. What's the main – if just going with her logic, mm-hmm. superintendent's logic, what's the main reason people faint?
Because they get beaten Black up function. Or epilepsy or fucking – there's a myriad of things that
could... I was going to say the main reason people actually faint is fear.
Yeah, or fear. Like severe stress.
Yeah.
Yes. So even if he wasn't knocked out, which is obviously what happened, but going with what the principal is saying, he fainted. Why would he faint? More than likely because he was fucking afraid.
Yeah, yeah. He's 8 years old, man. I have a 9-year-old daughter.
This was a bigger kid, and obviously a bully. And some more news came out that just last year, I think he was disciplined. And I don't know if it was last school season or they mean 2016. He was disciplined for hitting another kid. The bully.
Oh boy.
Knocked out this young kid. But the school district, instead of, you know, owning up to the mistakes they've made, and if you watch the video, it takes like 15 minutes before an adult finally shows up.
Hmm.
In the meantime, this kid is laying on the ground. He's getting kicked by other kids. He's getting stepped over.
Yeah.
And the principal is more worried about these kids being scarred.
Yeah.
I guess, or something.
Kids being scarred, and it probably involves money because they probably get more money the better their school looks, and having something like that would tarnish their record.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
You know,
and that's what, and according to the school records, they have zero instances of bullying going on.
Oh,
zero instances.
Bullshit.
Yet we've also got the report of this kid punching another kid. That's not bullying. What's going on?
Look, bullying.
These schools are all about getting money from the federal government, and that means they need kids in their school.
Yeah, well,
on numbers. They don't want to. They don't want to discipline any of these kids because they want money, just like Eric said.
this is
the government doesn't give them enough money to begin with.
Right. This is the whole thing here, guys.
Well, the government gives a lot of money, but a lot of that money goes to the high up administration.
Yeah, it's not even nowhere near.
It needs to go.
Look, yes, exactly. Brakeman.
The government gives a lot of money.
Not enough. Not nearly enough.
The government gives a lot of money, but like I said, like the high up administrators, the people that aren't working in the schools,
I've looked
the superintendents and shit.
Yes,
I've actually,
and all those people. They give themselves raises, I think, annually.
Yeah, I've actually
like their fucking Congress.
Look,
it's absolutely ridiculous.
No, it is ridiculous in this respect, Brakeman. They on the surface it looks like they get a ton of money, but they've been cutting that budget back forever, Brakeman. Like, when I went to school, I didn't have to buy pencils. I was super poor anyways. I wouldn't have been able to afford it, but we didn't have. We had pencils. We had paper. We had. And now the way things are now, and we're just we just normalize it. The parents have to pay for all that now. Now we're already struggling with what we're making, and now we have to pay even more. Which I would be glad to do because they're my kids, and
schools might as well be private institutions.
They may as well. That's why I put my kids in a charter school, but not one of these bullshit charter schools like Betsy DeVos is trying to push through.
Well, I think one of the main problems there, as far as public funds going to school, yes, public funds should go to school.
Yes.
But there also needs to be some government oversight making sure that it's not all going toward administration.
Yes, that's true too. No question.
Because the thing is, you still have, in the modern day, ask any teacher, it's like, do you have to buy your own classroom materials? It's like, of course I do. That's just the way things are. I'm like, that should not be a thing. That was not a thing when I was growing up.
No, dude, it's not. And there's huge problems, but to counter an argument with administration's pay over the budget that the government gives them. Like that's a healthy.
Oh, no, no. I'm not saying that if you know.
I wasn't saying that.
This is the problem, Mark. and not the other. I'm just saying that part of the a big part of the issue is that the money that they are getting isn't going where it needs to go.
Yeah, and to be honest, right now I would definitely not. Besmirch anybody if they couldn't afford fucking pencils and backpacks and all the different shit that you actually need. This is a problem. If we want to get better in education, we need to provide totally free education. It shouldn't be on the backs of a hardworking single parent that has 3-4 kids to basically put their kids through early education. We all were benefactors of a free education up until we were in high school seniors. I don't remember paying.
I had to pay tuition fees for high school.
No, never. Oh. But what I'm saying here is like they really need to give us an opportunity to go from cradle to grave education. If I want to go back to school right now, I should have the opportunity to do it at no cost, and get my degree.
I don't know. Maybe a portion of our taxes money could go towards that because everybody benefits that way.
Yeah. And if that's socialist cult.
But only if, they actually get the money to where it needs to be channeled.
Well, that's a different story. But the first thing is to, make sure everybody has a free education, man. I'm big on that. I've been battling. I'm going back to your point.
Don't deserve that. They'll have a conniption fit.
Brakeman, I'm with you on this bullying thing,
But it's not really free. Somebody has to pay. Well, of course, somebody has to pay for it.
Eric, let me finish this, dude. Please, just let me finish this. Brakeman, to your point about this bullying shit, it's part of my stinko, and it happened to me. Online bullying is the same as anything else. As Mug said earlier, I'm not white. I'm a Mexican American. My dad's
what?
Yes.
What?
I know that shocks you.
This
every
is
time,
a surprise.
I don't know if I can deal with this right now. Yeah. What?
Frank's actually a special chameleon person. He could just change his appearance anytime
I think the real truth that nobody realizes is that Frank, he gives off the impression of being this pasty faced white dude, but he acts like he's just as oppressed as any person of color.
I you know what, Mug? Let's go to that now, dude. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm as oppressed as any black person in this country, as any white person that defends minorities in this country. Yes, I can honestly say I have seen it firsthand over and over and over again. And
you would have to ruin a good joke by being serious.
No, I'm just saying, dude, I don't want to put any light on this. This is serious, dude. I don't very often get super serious on the show, but it's important because it ties into Brakeman's bullying story, his stinko. Kids are bullied like this all the time. We all went through it at one point or another, or we didn't, but I did. It has a lot to do with racism, man. Whether it be administration, whether it be teachers, whether it be students, it all ties into the same thing, man. Today I was on Twitter, which is my only real form of social media. I go on Twitter from time to time, and even sometimes I'm not on Twitter. But I find when I go on there, it's not what I thought it was. It's not an amalgamation of ideas. It's an amalgamation of people knocking each other and bullying each other. And I experienced that today. I was commenting on somebody's post on the White House was having a press, whatever they call it, press release today or weekly address, whatever the that idiot in the White House is doing nowadays. And
I hope golf.
Which one? There are so many.
I want to play golf. I want them all to go out and play golf.
The big one.
Lots and lots of golf.
The orange-haired one. So
go play some golf.
I was looking at the comments, and of course, like probably three quarters were people just saying, you know, why should I even listen now? And these were even Trump supporters saying this, you know, they're like, why would I listen? You change the story every time. And I commented on one and it became, I was a Mexican because somebody had mentioned something about immigration and how we should kick every Mexican out of this country and all, you know, just on and on and on. And I'm like, you know, do you stay in hotels in the United States? Do you eat Mexican food by chance? Do you work with a Hispanic person? And is this the way that you act? Like, that's pretty much the way I was presenting things. And I was like, I was taken aback. He's like, you're a Mexican. You need to get out of here. And this is coming from an Australian guy. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I should get out of here, but you should stay. Why is that? I mean, what is the real issue here? What is it about me that is different from you that I have to get out of here? A citizen that was born in this country and considers himself an American, and you don't. You're an Australian, dude. You had to have come from somewhere. Where was it? New Zealand? No, it was from fucking Australia. So if I have to get out, then you have to get out. And that's not right for either one of us. And that's distracting from the real fucking problem in this country. And a lot of it has to do with fucking racism, man. That's my rant. I know it's my stinko, and I know I took your thunder break, man. But, you know, I saw that video, dude, and I'm like, this is just coincides with everything, man. Like, what reason do those administrators have for saying anything but bullying, you know? I mean,
it's about money in this, but yeah, they were bullied. I mean, this kid was bullied.
Yeah, yeah. It's always about money in the end. No question about it, Breakman. But bullying sucks. Do what you can. I'm doing what I can on Twitter. I was pissed today. I was thinking about the stupid Truth for March thing where everybody wants to impeach Trump, right? Well, I think we know where that's headed. Like, either he's going to be impeached or he's going to become a fucking dictator. So why don't we spend our energy focusing on other issues for the moment, you know? I mean, they're already doing an investigation on Trump. Why don't we focus on education? Why don't we focus on bullying? Why don't we focus on healthcare? Why don't we focus on anything but fucking Russia? Why? 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 Because the fucking news agencies always talk about fucking Russia because they believe it's the story of the day. And you know what? It is a story of a day. It's not a story of every day. Healthcare is a story for every day, you know? So that's just kind of my feelings on it. There was other stuff that I don't want to get into with this guy online, and I'm like, why am I wasting my time with this guy? I actually had a decent Trump supporter. She was talking about God and, you know, I know you're being led by God and all this. And I'm like, well, by your rationale, he supports this. And I sent her the link to the Hollywood Access tape. And she actually looked at it and said she had never seen it before. And yeah. I think...
Are you talking about the On Like a Bitch...
Like a bitch, grab him by the pussy. Yeah. All this stuff, and she read that. She actually read it and understood it and said, you know what, that's appalling. And I said, that's not what a good Christian should do, right? So why do you say
that Trump's a real Christian anyway? But
no, he's not. But
I would even go back and give him the tape from when he was fucking married and going through divorce, and he said that it's not rape when you're married.
Yeah, I didn't.
I would use that.
No, he said that one. I never.
Yeah.
I never
oh yeah. One. He said
I,
that.
I can't
one.
Believe that didn't come up during election season.
Yeah. Although what's funny is in a lot of states, marital rape is still not considered rape.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
I mean, legally, it's not considered rape if you're married.
No. I think it was from Ivana. I think that it was Ivana.
You know, Obama's not innocent, man. Like,
No.
Ivana. His
ex-wife.
Ivana.
Ivana.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Ivanka's his daughter.
That's 100%. 100% true, Breakman. I'm glad you bring that up because that's the type of guy we have in office right now, you know, and there have been other bad presidents. There have been other good presidents, I guess, but, you know, this one is definitely not
I forgot good. That Trump was in Home Alone too.
Yeah. That was the only role he had, by the way. But yeah, so, you know, there's a lot to be said about social media and how it's used. And of course there's going to be abuses by some people, but I think Trump has really brought out the worst in, I think, all of us. And it's time to think differently. It's time to, you know, think about other things than what the fuck these stupid ass politicians are doing, because they're not doing anything for us, you know, unless we.
I will say one thing regarding the state of politics in the U.S. Like Trump, and I think it probably goes back further than that. I'll say, you know, probably with the rise of the Tea Party, it's essentially destroyed political discourse.
Yeah.
Like everything's become so polarized to the point where everything it's all invective and rhetoric. And now it's basically like, oh, you're saying something I don't agree with. Yeah. I'm going to make sure that I can shut you up in some form or fashion, whether it becomes essentially just kind of legislating you out of existence, protesting to keep you from speaking, or punching you in the face. And like, I'm sorry, I'm not on either side there.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Spencer in that case?
You know what, Mug? We don't agree on a lot of things, but this thing we definitely agree on. It's not about what side of the aisle you're on anymore. And I actually think that the majority of this people in this country are not Democrat or Republican. They're independents. And, you know, I the way I feel, I always
register one or the other because you
have to do –
Yeah, and otherwise you can't vote in the primaries, which
is
bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
It's time to get money out of politics or a different faction of politics, i.e. independents, that don't take money from corporations.
Right. I would love to just tear down both parties and start over.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
I think we should bring back the Whig Party.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
That I know anything about the Whig Party. I just like the name.
eliminate parties and bipartisan everything.
Yeah. Let me get to chat here. It's been pretty good in chat here. Freak 5 says it is because Republicans, I didn't say that, I call them Republicans, don't want people to get something without working for it. So they don't want their tax dollars to be given to people to help them. They want their tax dollars used to hurt others. I agree with that, Freak 5.
Conservative doesn't even mean what it means anymore.
No. Freak 5 also –
it's been perverted to hell.
Neither does Democrats. Democrats should all be in hell too, man. Freak 5 says, I wonder if in 50 years will there be time travel stories about people going back in time and try to kill Trump before he comes president. I would not wish that, but I would wish that – you know, we would have a fair election. The DNC obviously rigged that part of the election. There's no question in my mind that Bernie would have got that nomination and he would have won the race.
I don't know if it's true or not because I wasn't able to collaborate because it's not a major news story. But there is apparently a lawsuit going on against the Democratic Party, the DNC specifically, by angry Bernie fans.
Yeah, I think from
some rich, angry Bernie fans.
You know, the Bernie fans
said, basically, you know, you were supposed to be impartial, Democratic Party. When you weren't, you were all for Hillary.
I'm not supporting the DNC anymore, man. That's one thing for sure. I'm not supporting Democrats anymore. I don't consider myself a Democrat anymore. I used to believe in the social issues that they were trying to fix, but the more and more I find out about the Democrats and the DNC, I don't want to have anything to do with them. I really don't.
They're no different than the other party, really. They just want money.
Yeah.
I know. Both parties are out to get as rich as they possibly can. There are very few politicians that are in there for the greater good.
All you have to do is look at
– and I'm sure that a lot of them get in there for the greater good.
Yeah.
They get in there and then they get the money waved in their face like they've never seen before.
Oh, no question. Even somebody that I thought was going to be really good, Ro Khanna, he's better than the norm. But I found some shit about Ro Khanna that I don't like, man. So it's like I'm just going to do my own thing and support who I want to support based on the things that I read about that that person from different perspectives, you know? That's all I can do, man. Like, I'm not going to believe every single media outlet. Fox News lies, CNN lies, MSNBC lies.
And I think they're a big part of the problem.
They are.
I think
they're all
the networks are a huge part of the problem.
No question, Breakman. No question they're a big part of the problem because, I mean, you got people like Brian Williams fawning over the fucking missiles that Trump launched that did nothing, you know? And you know why that is? Because those people make, what, $30,000 a day? Rachel Maddow makes $30,000 a day. And Yeah, it's obscene.
You know what? I don't want to complain about somebody making a lot of money.
No, it's not. Know. It's not even about that, Breakman. It's about the fact that she has interest in the bombs that were being shot up in the air, dude. She has ties to, you know, big banks and all this shit, dude.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I think I'll wait till next week for my Persona 5 review. Yeah, there's no time now.
Yeah, we don't worry about that, dude.
We've been talking about some stuff at this point.
The other thing that I want to mention is another stinko of mine this week is the police. I know I've talked about the police several times on this show before, but it ties into the racism and bullying. If you guys look at the video of Erdogan, the Turkish prime minister, I guess he is. More like a
Erdogan. That sounds like a D&D name, too.
Whatever. I know. But if you guys saw the video with his bodyguards beating the shit out of American citizens and nothing being done to them and everything being done to the people of this country, if I was the president and I saw the video, I would say immediately we're cutting off ties with Turkey because this is not how you're going to act when you're here. The protesters were peaceful. They had megaphones. They had signs. None of them were being physical in nature until those bodyguards decided to cross the street and beat the shit out of them. And it angered me so much that nobody's talking about that right now. And it sucks.
Did they have some sort of diplomatic immunity or something?
I have no idea, but what I saw, it was a matter of life and death for some of those people. I think if I was a police officer, I would have stood up and said, you know what, this isn't right, you're going to jail. And if I went to jail for that, then I'd go to jail for that. You know, that's me protecting a citizen of the United States, you know. So
excuse me.
Sorry. I don't know, man. That's just kind of how I feel. There's a lot going on in chat. Dungeon Buster says, I don't mind seeing neo-Nazis punch in the face. To protect yourself, for sure. I don't, you know. Do I feel bad when somebody like that gets punched? I don't.
Yeah, but they weren't doing it in self-defense. They just went rolling up right and punched him.
They just sucker punched him. Like, and my problem with that is that, you know, it doesn't, you know, well, it might provide you a nice bit of schadenfreude.
And two wrongs don't make
right. Accomplish anything.
No.
Well,
no.
If I could. Interrupting is not right either. And yet, anyway, the fact is, you know, it doesn't actually accomplish anything other than make them, you know, it makes whoever you're attacking out to be a martyr.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, and there's a quote from Game of Thrones, like when you cut out a man's tongue, you're not actually, you know, showing him, like you're not actually silencing. You're just showing him that you fear, you're showing everyone else that you fear what he has to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I firmly believe that bad ideas can only be combated with more ideas.
Yeah, I don't. Yep. I don't.
The bad speech is always more speech.
The best way to avoid like that type of shit is just to not talk to those people. If it's somebody reasonable, like I was talking to earlier on Twitter, that's one thing. It's another thing to go the opposite direction and start calling people names. Like I was told. You know, I was like, I referenced that grab her by the pussy, and I didn't put pussy for a reason because I didn't want to offend anybody in that conversation. And of course, one of the jackasses, a Trump supporter, came in and said, what, you mean what's between your hairy legs? I'm like, you know, I'm not even going to engage that guy because that just gives him more ammunition.
Yeah. He's just being a provocateur. Yeah.
And I'm not – I didn't buy into it. I went the other way. I took the high road, as they say. So
And what's funny is that Frank takes the high road several times a day. We're not talking about wheat.
Never mind.
Yeah, so there's that. And then I got one real quick final one. I played it at the beginning. I'm going to play a little bit more of it right now.
I just disagree with much of those drumming.
Yeah, it's Rusty Cage from Soundgarden. Chris Cornell passed away yesterday of suicide. My final rant for the day is not to really mourn Chris Cornell's death. I loved Soundgarden, Audioslave, basically anything that Chris Cornell has done. I think he's one of the most unique talents that, you know, was ever a musician, and he'll go down eventually as such. But my big focus on this mini rant is suicide. If anybody is listening to this show, I've been there. I know of people that have been there. Talk to somebody, you know, get some help. You know, it's nothing is worth dying or killing yourself over. You know, it's an awful thing. And I think more attention needs to be paid to mental health care and stuff like that. So if you're out there and you're listening and you need somebody to talk to, catch me on Twitter at Frank Branches, at RP Grinders, or talk to your friends, your family, the suicide hotline. You know, talk to somebody. It'll help. I know it's helped me quite a bit through a lot of hardships in my life. And, you know, I don't want anybody to kill themselves because they think there's nothing left for them, because there is. There's a lot. So if you... if you are suicidal or if you have those thoughts, just talk to somebody, you know. So, all right, that's my my rant for the day. Sorry, guys, to take up a lot of the time. Mug, what is your stinko of the week?
Well, I'm not going to go into details, but I will say that my love life is both a sweeto and a stinko because it's very, very active but complicated. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's always that way, man.
And the more of a direct stinko is that I've been trying to pursue some continuing education so that I can get some certifications and improve my earning potential and all that kind of stuff. And it turns out that, you know, one of the things they need is documentation from when I was collecting unemployment a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And the staffing agency that would need to provide that documentation says, well, we don't send out that information as a matter of policy. I'm like, well, then I was like, I'm going to have to call and, you know, knock some heads together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. They have to send that information. They cannot do that. They can't.
A matter of go fuck themselves.
Yeah. They can go fuck themselves. Freak Pipe says Cash Frank on Twitter. How about that? Yeah.
Freak,
catch me on Twitter.
You're exiled.
Perfect. I think that may be a first.
That is a first. I think that's the first time Breakman has ever exiled.
Has Break ever exiled anyone before?
No, I don't think he has. That's also a first.
No,
I've done
it for the show.
I was
going to
say, Break, you've just been, you know, touched by a surge of impotent rage. How do you feel?
That could be that could be like a status ailment in a D&D session.
Yeah, exiled. It'd be like, you know. Yeah. It's like poison in a Final Fantasy game. Eh, it doesn't really do anything. Yeah.
Let's see.
Every Final Fantasy game except for 9, where all the status ailments were nasty in that game.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Sweetos, Mug. What's your Sweeto, man?
My Sweeto is, again, you know, the love life has got, you know, had some good and bad going on.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell did my computer just do? My new job starts on Monday, and I'm really stoked about that. And
have you been practicing?
I have. I've built up calluses on my knees, and you know,
I've learned. Wait, what kind of work is this?
Like, I've learned how to unhinge my jaw.
Oh God, jeez, man, that's too much details. God damn it, man, you're exiled, Mug. Jesus.
You know what, Frank? You're exiled.
Or you mug male jiggle.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else on that, Mug? No?
Nothing really.
All right. Breakman, your sweeto.
My sweeto goes to Monday is Breakman Day. Happy Breakman Day, everyone.
Yeah, happy Breakman Day today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Brink, do you still need a 3DS? I can give you mine.
Ooh.
Happy birthday to
I don't
you.
Think he'll turn that down.
No, that's cool. I don't want to take any risks.
No, dude, take it, dude.
I appreciate the offer, but I
dude.
You totally need to play Dragon Quest VII.
You got to take
that
it, man.
That is true. I didn't know that.
There you go. All right, let's see.
And Dungebus says, yay, happy level up day, Break. Thank you.
Level up day for Breakman. I don't have level up days anymore, guys, so just to let you know.
this is Frank, Frank's too old to even think about it as a level up anymore.
he's aged out of aging, which is a pretty
I got a real quick one, man. I shot off on Mother's Day a tweet to Coco.
I don't want to hear about you shooting off.
Oh, shut up. Anyways, I sent off a tweet to Coco, Ice-T's wife. From time to time I get Ice-T to retweet my stuff or tweet back to me, stuff like that. But Coco actually tweeted back to me and she said, I was in this mood of drawing, like I was thinking about Twitter. I'm like, how can I bring together people? You know, how can I do my part? And I just started drawing like weird pictures that I put on Twitter and sending them to podcasts, to celebrities, to just anybody that I felt like new followers, you know, just in general, I started doing that. And, I sent one to Coco and she sent it back. She's like, I can't kind of like that. What I was doing is I was my interpretation of your AVI, and I plan on getting to the chatters here soon. I got to come up with cool ideas for Wyland
and for those who aren't Dungeon Buster. Frank lingo savvy. When he says AVI, he doesn't mean audio video interlaced, you know, the file format that's been around for
avatar.
Decades. He means that the avatar on Twitter.
Yeah, the avatar. So I'm going to work on
everything badly. So.
I'm going to work on one for Dungeon Buster, MXT, Wyland, Freak 5, and of course the other hosts of the show. I'll put them on Twitter. You guys can look out for that soon. And I'm even going to do one for Gripper, even though he hasn't been in here in forever. And anybody else who shows up in chat,
son of a bitch.
Anybody else in chat who shows up, I'll do that too. So if Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast is listening, or you know, if you want me to do my rendition of your avatar on Twitter, tweet me or get into chat, and then I will accommodate. So. That's my sweeto. Anything else, guys? Nothing?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about one game I did play this week because I was so avid yesterday. I barely remember most of it, but I played a little bit of Requiem, and hopefully next week we can have an interview with Laura Shigehara.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be really cool, man. We should get it together. That would be really awesome. And I definitely want to talk to those guys over at, the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast. people can say what they want about me, but, you know, I did create a network.
And we do.
I know you guys do, but, I think I brought a lot of podcasters together. There's other networks that have, been built on the backbone of what I did. And I think it's great. And it's really cool. I can't believe, you know, I've in the podcasting world, I think I've accomplished quite a bit, and you know, I'm trying to give back to the people that were there at the beginning. Pittsburgh Nerd joined in late, but he's been there for a long time. There's so many countless other podcasters that I've been in contact with that, you know, I think about podcasting quite a bit. So, and RP Grinders is, you know, here for the foreseeable future, let's put it that way. And I want to give
up. Are we entering our 10th year at this point?
Yeah, we're in our 10th year.
Are your arms killing you yet, Frank?
It'll be my 8th year.
Holding up that ego.
I don't have a big ego, dude. Like I play a big game on air.
Turning your arm, trying to patting yourself on the back. Then
no, I'm not.
Actually, he's had a lot of practice beating off, so it's a very strong arm.
You're stupid, man. No, in all honesty, like, man, I love the fact that you know so many people remember me from way back in the day, and you know. I just love helping the podcast community any way I can. Dungeon Buster says, grats RP Grinders on so much grinding. We got a little bit more to go, Dungeon Buster. So, you know, I know you'll be here and everybody in chat. I would like more people in chat, but right now it's kind of cool because I can address everybody. Sometimes it gets too big to where you can't really address people. So,
I Black Wolf every week. He always lists off the people in the chat room, even if they're idling.
Yeah. And it's okay to do that. It's okay to recognize people that are in the chat room. Like I said, I don't have all the tools at my disposal that, you know, some people have, but I do what I can to put the show together. So, you know, and Eric,
I tell you what, if we get a lot of chatters, Mario will read off all the names in a sexy voice.
Yes, I will.
Oh, man. So that's my stuff for today. Free for all, Eric. Let's get into free for all. We'll talk about it.
I wanted to talk about like the thought process that goes into like basically anything anti-progressive. Basically, there's just a general thought process of the apathy that goes into such a thing.
Yeah, that's a good point, Eric. You brought up a good point and. What does it mean to be a progressive? Like, all these people think that it's just people that support Bernie Sanders. No, it's not about supporting Bernie Sanders. It's about supporting some of the ideas that Bernie Sanders has. Like, I don't know, healthcare for everybody in this country. I mean, we are the richest nation in the entire world. As a matter of fact, we're the richest nation ever in the history of mankind. So why can we not take care of our own people? You know, bullying.
Not just healthcare, like LGBT rights.
Yeah, and, LGBT rights.
Women's rights.
Black lives do matter. You know, I mean, there's so many things.
Even men's rights, because feminism plays into that as well.
Well, there's a lot of issues, Eric, but the main ones right now are healthcare, education. You know, just the ideas and supporting those ideas, not supporting a certain candidate, you know, unless that candidate speaks to you. It just so happens that Bernie Sanders speaks to me. And I wish that every politician had a 40-year career like Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has been doing this thing for 40 years and he knows what's up. So it's not my commercial for Bernie Sanders. It's my commercial for supporting relevant shit right now, not Russia, not anything that's going on with Trump, because if it plays out like how we all think it's going to play out, he's going to be gone. And then what are we going to do? You know, it's like, okay, Peach is impeached, then it's Pence, then it's, you go on down the road, Paul Ryan, like it's going to be somebody awful that we don't like. But we have to.
I never like any of them.
No, I agree. And why is that, Breakman? Because you've been treated like how I've been treated, or how Mug has been treated, or how Dungeon Buster in chat, or Freak Five, or any of us. I mean, not to be all Groot on everything, but
we have a government that's completely detached from the everyday citizens.
Yeah. Not to be all Groot,
which is not how it was supposed to be.
Yeah, not to be Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy, but we kind of are RP Grinders, right? Like we are, you know, we are
Grinders.
That's
I am Frank.
No, you're not. You're definitely. Anyways,
back to the point about the apathy that goes into such a thought process of like not wanting to support those things.
Yeah.
Basically, it boiled down to a conversation I had, which I'm not going to get into, but there was one point that they made where they made the analogy called this thing called those blind, where they've seen something so much in like everyday media filters about people talking about issues that, you know, affect us, all of us, like the things we were just talking about. That's I guess they don't like thinking about it because it makes them feel bad. Yeah. And they don't want to feel bad, right. So then they'll go into cognitive dissonance and just want to shut it all out.
Yeah. I would like to talk to the guys from cognitive dissonance,
too. I think that's just really freaking sad.
But there's a lot of
it hardens people's hearts when they do that.
Yeah. That's not right. You become part of the problem instead of fighting against the problem. You know, it's what Eric is referring to, something specific. I'm not going to get into where he did or where he got into the exchange, but there was a cartoon that basically, in a nutshell, pretty much said, why aren't boys taught about consent with women? You know,
Whoa, you're going overboard now, Frank.
No, I'm not, dude.
No, shut up, Frank.
No.
You're ruining all the fun, Frank.
I don't think that, you know, that's not an unreasonable thing. You know, why aren't we taught about, you know, when no means no? And the argument that it's inherently in us is a weak argument.
Or, you know, just I think the cartoon was also about masculinity in general and entitlement.
You know, there's a time when you learn shit, and it's when you're young. And that's the time to hit on issues like
– And you don't have to learn things the hard way.
Right. There should be courses on this even in college to discuss these things and get the discussion going. There's not enough, you know, and it sucks.
Hell, it needs to be taught in high school, just college.
Dungeon Buster says, I had no idea how long Sanders was questioning NAFTA until I caught a few clips of him grilling Congress back in 93 over it. And then another clip almost 20 years later essentially asking, so where are all these jobs that we were promised? That's a good point. The reason I back Bernie is because I saw a photo of him probably 40 years ago during 40, 50 years ago when he was helping in the civil rights movement and he was being arrested. And if anybody knows anything about anything, it's going to be that guy that fought so hard with African-Americans in this country and Latinos at that time too. To get things right, and it still isn't right, and he knows it. And, you know, that's a guy, a Jewish white guy in his 70s that I can get behind and say, this is the guy that I want to follow into battle. You know, this is the way that things can get better, and we can be taught things like how to treat women or how to treat men and each other. That guy has it, and he's the only politician.
And like, I don't always completely agree with Bernie's
I don't either.
Thoughts on things. I mean, he was also pro-war in certain areas, so but I'd rather take Bernie any day because he at least cares about the issues he says he cares about.
Yeah. Breakman wants to
The simple fact is that any politician, you're never going to find a politician you agree with 100% of the time unless you're running yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're essentially have to go with who lines up the most with you. And though I disagree pretty strongly with Bernie on a couple of issues.
Yeah, no question.
I think he's too anti-corporate to the point where it blinds him to, you know, some of the actual, you know, it blinds him to actual science, no pun intended. Like with the whole biotech and GMOs things, he's like, you know, he's so anti-corporate that he ignores the science that says that this is a good thing.
I agree. Yeah.
But, you know, the simple fact is, like, I agree with him on, you know, like I did that I side with thing. I'm like, oh, look, you know, Bernie, I was like 96% in alignment with. I was like, well, that's obviously the guy for me.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
I've just seen some libertarians on there, like go really hard on the libertarian line. It's like, they have problems too, and I'd much rather go behind Bernie because the issues that these libertarians that went up for an election, like, last year – they definitely weren't going to win, and even if they had a chance of winning, they weren't worth voting for still.
No, that's what Mug said is absolutely true. If you find somebody like Bernie Sanders, those people don't come along very often. You know, it's like Breakman, it's like a quarterback in the NFL. You know, you don't get a Hall of Famer, but every 10 years or so? Like, I mean, it's becoming different now, but that's how it was kind of, you know, you get a generational player is what I'm saying, Breakman. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Like, I know what you're
like a J.J. Watt or a Von Miller or, you know, Joe Montana, John Elway, you right. know, Tom Brady, somebody like that. You know, you get Peyton Manning's another example. Like, these, you may not like them, but they're game changers, you know, and Bernie's a game changer. And, you know, I hope that people are inspired by the way that he conducted his life, you know, so.
Have you read up on, like, what this whole Justice Democrats thing is going on?
Yeah, I did, and I'm disappointed in the Justice Democrats. They actually pulled something pretty surprising. Ro Khanna is a Justice Democrat, but when I read about him and stuff like that, I came across some documents where he never accepts PAC money, but the millionaire class and the billionaire class is definitely paying him some money. There was a gala that raised, I think, $20 million or some stupid obnoxious number like that. And anybody that accepts that type of money and doesn't use it purely for campaign purposes is kind of tainted. So, you know, I'm sticking with Bernie for now. I got to see what Ro Khanna does, how he presents himself, if he supports other corporate Democrats. You know, that's the main point of taking watch and being aware of these things. I'm on politics all the time, whether I'm here, whether I'm working, whether I'm, you know, on vacation. I'm always aware of what's going on with different politicians. And, you know, there's some promise in Ro Khanna, but, you know, for right now, I'm just sticking with Bernie and hoping that he makes some good change. So, I don't know. Am I way off base of anything I've said, Mug, or am I, you know, what am I?
I think you're pretty on target.
Yeah. What about you, Breakman? Do you have any thoughts on what's going on?
Well, I was saying in chat that a big problem is not only that, but a lot of saying one thing to get in there, and they get. Well, a lot of them say they'll say they're for one thing or they're against something, but then they get in there. And then they'll vote for exactly what they said they would.
Yeah.
Like, well, he ran a populist platform and he's far from a populist.
Start holding, if you're a voter in this country, start holding these people accountable in town halls.
Look, the problem is there's no way for us to really hold them accountable because I've looked into this.
Hold on. Us
to get a politician out of Congress, or I should say, I've looked into getting a politician out of just the local city hall.
Yeah.
You need about 300,000 signatures.
Well, let me tell you something.
You actually need to go out and get people to sign an agreement.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Well, you do in this city.
Well, then you need to fight to change that.
You need to change the rules.
How do you change the rules?
Most places that I know of, Breakman, you can primary if you live in that district. Like, I'm thinking about running against my congressman because I'm tired.
Okay, but you're talking about something completely different than I am.
City council, congressman, senate, do something. You know, primary or support somebody that has similar views of you in a primary. That's the only way we can get it done unless it's the DNC primaries, which are rigged. You know, we saw that. But I'm talking local, city council. I'm talking, you know, any way that you can get in and make your voice heard. Like, that's the way to do it. Primary the fuck out of anybody that you think is a scumbag.
And hit them where it hurts. Like, threaten them with pulling money from them.
Yep. You know, get with other people in your community and, you know, go door to door if you have to, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. These things that we're talking about, healthcare for all and education for all, these are things that nobody disagree with. Not even Republican voters disagree with it, man. If you look at the latest polls, I think it's over 60% of Medicare for all. And anybody who doesn't isn't aware of Medicare for all. So, you know, it's a slam dunk, dude. You can run on that platform alone and win. You can win. We can win these things. And, you know, all it takes is looking into it. So, you know, that's, you know,
It takes money. A lot of this stuff takes money.
I'm not going to spend a penny on it, Breakman. And
All right,
I got a good a shot as anybody to be a city councilman.
Well, somebody who has money can afford to put commercials on television. They can afford to have signs made and put in yards.
Breakman, the words that come out of people's mouth are worth more than $1 billion, dude. And if you say the right things...
Well, obviously not. Trump's our president.
If you say the right...
The problem is that you can't... There's one thing here that you're... That it costs money to run a political campaign.
And it does.
Right.
The words are fantastic, look, but... You also have to face the fact that you have to get the word out,
and even
using the free means of doing so, you know, you still can't reach the kind of numbers that you need to, because a lot of people don't get their news online.
Mug,
you know, a lot of people don't pay attention to that kind of
thing. Look,
ask people how many people were running for president, and most people will say two. They have never heard of like Gary Johnson.
Oh, I agree. Like 10 people running for president.
This isn't trickle down economics, Breakman. We can start from the ground up, not from the top down. I'm not worried about the president right now. I'm worried about getting like minded people to start at the bottom. And work their way.
I know. I mean, the thing is, you know, I know several people who've run for like local office. You still have to have funds to get stand a chance of actually getting your message out.
If you say, I'm not accusing you, by the way, Breakman, at all of anything.
Son of a bitch.
Look. What I'm saying, Mug.
I did not have sexual relations with that.
Mug, listen. Just listen for a second. I'm not saying you don't have to have money. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you run on an honest platform that people can get behind, like Medicare for All and education and everything Bernie pretty much is running on, I think you can get a lot of support at the local levels. And with that, there's donations from small donors, not corporations. And there's your money for your campaign. So, you know, that's my view of things, and I actually said something on Twitter that I'm 100% going to do. My way of doing things is I'm going to have a one-person march, because there's a march going on. I think it's July or June 3rd or something. It's called the March for Truth, and what the March for Truth wants are good things. They're not bad things, but they're taking away too much focus from everything else. Instead of worrying about Russia and Trump, let's worry about these things. You know, let's worry about Medicare for All. Let's not worry about all that shit. All that shit's going to play out the way that it's going to play out.
Also, net neutrality.
Yeah, net neutrality is another huge one, man. Like, that's a big one. I mean, how long is it before...
We're still trying to fight that shit.
How much... No, there's no fight anymore. We have no net neutrality. Title II is over with. They voted down, so there is no net neutrality. Comcast can sell your shit.
It hasn't been shut down fully yet. They've begun the procedure.
Yeah, it's a done deal, dude. Comcast, no matter what they tell you in their commercials on Twitter or Facebook or on TV, Facebook is a piece of shit company that is going to sell your browsing history no matter what they say. And Verizon and all these huge telecom companies. So, you know,
They always find some sort of loophole.
Yeah,
like we're not selling it. We're trading.
If it were for the fact that I had family members on Facebook I could talk to, I probably wouldn't be using Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook is a privacy nightmare.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster says democracy actually works great for science, which is what I favored. But I forgot to move all my military out of the cities, and I parked them in. I think he's talking about a video game.
He's talking about Civilization.
Civilization too. Yeah. Two, yeah. So there.
I love fucking Civilization.
Yeah, those are cool games.
Apparently, so does Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, you're still talking about a game.
Yeah, I'm talking about a video game. Not actually. Yeah.
Fucking Civilization.
On that note, Mug, your plugs.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at Moria Mug. MoriaMug.
All right, let's go with Breakman next.
You can follow me at break_man and at RP Grinders.
All right. Anything else you guys want to promote at all?
Oh, I wanted to kind of do a review of Guardians of the Galaxy just a little bit. But, okay. I mean, I did talk about it a while ago, but maybe we can have a bigger discussion on that next week.
Yeah, let's do it next week.
I wanted to talk about, like, television, too. Like,
But I wanted to do a little tiny review of The Hateful Eight because I saw that a couple weeks ago.
Okay, as long as it's super quick, unless you want to wait till next week.
It's basically a combination of Four Rooms, a little bit of Django, and I'm going to say Pulp Fiction in the way that it's structured in chapters. And I wouldn't consider it the best Tarantino movie because, like, I don't think he's done a really good one since maybe.
I like Kill Bill.
I'm gonna, since Kill Bill, probably. But
Django was
good. Django was pretty good too. But I like it. It's almost like a parody of the Magnificent Seven. But it's not about defending a town. It's just about a bunch of people who get in a room and Clue-related murders happen. Yeah. Like it has a like, feeling of Clue because like they're all stuck in a building.
Yeah. So,
but does it have Tim Curry?
No, unfortunately. Yeah.
I don't think it does. Alternate endings.
No.
Yeah.
But
I have to go and get my hopes up.
But yeah, I'm gonna give The Hateful Eight an 8.
All right. Breakman.
But I hated it.
Yeah, I hate a Hateful Eight. All right, Breakman, next week, book it down, dude. We're going to talk about what you want to talk about next week.
Yay, me! Yeah. We talk about me!
Eric, right. Please keep that in mind when doing news next week. Keep it kind of light so we can actually talk about like the stuff that Breakman wants to talk about. Your review. I'm sure Mug will have stuff to talk about, and I always have shit to say, so...
I don't even think you guys covered Guardians last week.
No, we didn't.
You did like an hour show.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, and also I have a new drink and snack review. I did a snack review previously of
I was like, this week's review of a drink review is called Scotch.
It was the USA Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Oh God! Just the thought of that was like, oh, that sounds awful.
No, it's actually pretty good. Yeah. Because
the only Mountain Dew flavor that I've liked is Whiteout.
Oh God, I love Diet Mountain Dew.
It has Whiteout, Code Red, and Voltage in it.
Yeah. All right.
So, Code Red is so fucking nasty. It's like liquefied lifesavers.
What's wrong with that? Lifesavers are good. All right, Eric. Anything else?
Taste up, but yeah. Anyways, the snack reviews are like Payday with barbecue flavor, which actually is not that bad. But there's also the Georgia honey flavored Reese's, which the honey kills most of the flavor of the peanut butter.
All right, don't give it away, man. Let them look on Twitter or YouTube or your Twitter. That'll get you there too. What else, sir?
Other than that, that's on my YouTube channel, A Funny T Man, and I haven't done a review in like 2 weeks because I never got around to it last week, and then I went on vacation, and I was pretty much stressed out all week.
It's all good, dude. It's all good. It's all there. So what else do you have to plug, dude?
That's it, really.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches, as Breakman said, at RP Grinders, which Breakman runs. And he does a really fun job, I might say, Breakman. Let's see, what else? If you get a second, listen to a Soundgarden song that you'd never heard before and, just appreciate the man for what he was and... if you need to talk to somebody, if you're suicidal, please, do so. And make sure to reach out to anybody, myself included, at Frank Branches on Twitter. Somebody, do something for somebody, And if you're in that position, help, help in any way you can. If you see somebody, you know, getting hurt, call the police, even though we know how police are. I mean, that's the only thing we can do for right now. Or, you know, do something.
Or if you know an officer that isn't shit, make sure you just call them instead.
Also, you know, you can do small things, little small things like wave at somebody or say hi or smile or do something that makes somebody's day, man. Like today I was driving, I have this big ass truck and I pulled a little too far into the walking lane and I saw, a lady coming and there was a lot of cars. So there was no way I could, you know, turn. So I pulled back safely, so she could, walk, and it kind of made her day, man. She smiled, waved, I waved back, and it just felt good to do something decent, and it does feel good to do decent things. So, you know, help out, be a champion of, good and just do good for people. So that's what I got. Anything else, guys?
I mean, yeah.
You son of a bitch. Anything else, gents?
Yeah, I want to complain about how Baja Blast isn't sold retail anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
Thanks, everybody in chat. Dungeon Buster, Freak 5, Chaos, MXT, Wyland. If you know of anybody that wants to be in the chat, we're live every Friday night at 7 Eastern Time on WickedRadioNetwork.com. We'd like to see you in the chat if you're listening on the archives. I don't know what time it is in your neck of the woods, but join us.
You could be in there talking about Civ Revolution and other Civ games.
Yeah, you could be talking about Halo. You could be talking about
Civilizations.
We'll rename ourselves the Civilization Grinders.
Yeah, the Civilization Grinders. We talk games, we talk politics, we talk aliens, we talk UFOs, which, you know, we're going to get into some of those fun topics again. I've been meaning to get back to that type of stuff. Even myself is getting sick of fucking politics. So on that note, stay safe this weekend, everybody. Till next week, we are out. You're a son of a bitch.